You didn't think it was going to be this soon, did you?
Coronavirus.
Well, I certainly didn't.
Part two.
Corona. Yeah, what are we going to call this one? It's Corona time for reals.
it's Corona time. I'm in shock.
I am too. Like, I mean, we are recording this at 8:51 p.m. and we got the email at 8:18 p.m. I'd say that's a pretty good turnaround.
Good turnaround time. Chimes wishes they were us.
Yeah, Chimes got nothing on this reporting time.
Our low-budget podcast.
We have no reporting standards, so we can just churn this out.
True. Okay. Wow.
All right, so biggest takeaways are classes canceled next week, missions conference canceled,
done.
Chapel's canceled,
for
they're
the
all
time
online.
Being. Woo!
And yeah, after that, classes are online. And you don't have to stay on campus. You can go home.
But so, you can also stay.
Yeah, like I think this is a total win. People who want to stay can stay. If you want to leave, you can leave.
That's true. Like, really, to have the next 10 days to just, like, hang out with my friends, get a storage unit.
And prepare to move home.
Yeah, but, like, 10 days is a long time. And, you know.
It is.
I know a lot of people are, like, really bummed. So I don't want to be super insensitive, but I'm happy.
Yeah. OK Zoomer is stoked. Apologies to Missions Conference staff. We feel bad for you.
It's a bummer.
But also, we're going home.
We're going home! I could not believe how slow Biola took to do this. Insane.
No, and like that was a quick 180 of like, we're not sure what we're going to do to boom, yeah. Everything's done. We're
the outrage of like, we're not closing was
yeah.
So much.
Yeah, what's that? The scene from that movie. I'm not effing leaving. That was Biola. Like yesterday, and everyone was so mad.
Yeah.
Like the tension on campus today was insane.
You could cut it with a knife.
Yeah. No one was happy. I sent a couple angry emails. I will admit.
You Karen'd.
I Karen'd. But I think, you know what I think it is? I think
tell
Azusa
me.
Pacific is what pushed it over
the
line.
Kicker.
I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. At that point, they couldn't, like, there were some arguments to be made up until that point where these colleges are not like us. They don't face quite the same issues we do. Azusa does. I think Azusa's about as close to a one-to-one as much as we hate that as we're going to get. And so once they did it, they had no backing.
Yeah. Well, the point that you made was that like a lot of other schools like Harvard that were closing super fast and UCLA are really well equipped to deal with transitioning to online, so much so that it was like a no-brainer, but Bio is just not because we're such a smaller class size.
Yeah.
But to some extent, it's just err on the side of caution. I already have a friend who's gotten it. She lives on the East Coast, so like, you know, whatever. And I was talking to her yesterday. I hope she listens. Hey, Chelsea. But she was saying that, like, they're having, like, parties where they all drink Corona or, like, end of the world parties.
Yeah. No, I what I had been saying was that at this point, I do not honestly think coronavirus is a threat to Biola. And that is probably me being ignorant. And I realized that everyone else knows way more about this than I do. But I felt like Biola was acting like me. They were like, I know so much more about this coronavirus
yep.
than every other university. And that just struck me as so arrogant that everyone else was closing and they weren't. I mean, now that they've done it, I guess I give them credit for being cautious. But... when it looked like they might not close, it was pretty confusing.
There was just so much going on that I just didn't know what to even believe. Like, I was just so anxious. I figured, like, I was in the, you know, fake news minority of, like, if I get coronavirus, I'm going to die. Which, like, intelligent, you know, like, I was like, it's probably not going to happen. But it's more now it's been pointed out, like, it's not necessarily me getting the issue that's the problem, it's who I can pass it on to.
Yeah.
And like, if one person gets it at Biola, we're all screwed. Like, an entire dorm's gonna get quarantined. Who the heck knows what else?
Yeah.
I bet someone on campus already has it. Not to blame them, and like, it's not their fault. I'm just saying, like, it's inevitable.
Yeah, no, and it's a bummer because Biola's spring break is so much earlier than a lot of other
yep.
universities
mm-hmm.
that it's much harder for us to make this transition
mm-hmm.
Because like at other universities, they're able to say, okay, everyone take an extra week of spring break.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to evaluate And, but for us, we're already back, and they're not able to like give faculty updates mm-hmm. before they give it to the students. They have to just be updating people on the fly. And I know the professors are not happy about that. They're having to like suddenly rewrite how they're going to do their courses.
That's insane. Like, we're lucky enough that our majors are like able to go online, but like music majors, art majors, CMA majors, like they depend on equipment.
Any major with labs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Wow. Bile is not equipped to do this.
Yeah, I don't know how this is. I'm from Texas, and apparently Texas A&M tweeted that they were able to move their labs online. I have no idea what the heck that means.
I think that, well, my friend did like an online chem lab or something, and they just like sent her stuff in the mail, I think. What? I don't know. It was like,
wow.
She's an English major, so like it's kind of like a, you know, like a requirement class.
They gave her like my first chem set. Go ham.
It's like the ones that you see on like Nickelodeon. Yeah. It's got like kids going like, wow, on the cover.
Yeah, there's so much that's going to have to change. Like, so there's classes for one, but then things like any organizations that have student workers, they're going to have to, like SGA, no one knows what's going to happen with that going forward.
Nope. Like, people kind of depend on on-campus jobs for their income, and now that's suddenly, like, way cut short.
Yeah. And RAs? Are the RAs going to stay? Like, so, I think Biola T was asking about that. They're like, my two remaining questions, which I think might actually be answered by the end of tonight, because they said we were going to get another email about housing, but were about what's going to happen with RAs and what about open hours? And for the RAs... and open hours, honestly. I think they're going to do something like what they do for summer housing, where they consolidate everyone who's still living on campus to a single dorm so it's easier to manage, so you don't just have one person on each floor.
Yep.
No RAs.
Oh, my gosh. Like, this is such a mess. Now that I'm, like, really sitting and thinking about it, I'm like, yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy, but, wow, there's so many logistics to figure out.
It was insane over the past couple days watching the Instagram accounts blow up.
This is when I was really thankful for those Instagram accounts, because I was like, I'm glad people are thinking what I'm thinking, and even if I didn't agree with them, it was just, I felt so in the dark with how Biola was acting.
I am ready to forgive Biola T for everything they've done for being the news source yesterday. Like, that was so crucial. Like, we were getting minute to minute updates of what was happening
was
in
insane.
A way that none of the administration was giving us. The Chimes didn't have anything about coronavirus until late yesterday.
Yeah.
And so the having the updates was awesome. Like, at one point I think it was T, posted a picture of DBC as he was walking to a campo
that
office.
That is really insane that, like, we have that.
Yeah,
and like,
they're like, he looks really stressed. He said something about legal concerns. Oh. It's like, we have a TMZ team. It was one of the commenters.
It's like, someone's like, my friend knows a guy whose dad is on the thing, and then he said this, and someone's like, no, that's not true, and like, I mean, say what you want about the gossip mill and, like, people are acting insensitive. That's
effective.
All just a side effect of immediate news.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, it's like Twitter. I mean, you're going to sacrifice a little bit of accuracy.
Don't talk to me about Twitter. I had to delete it because you had a fake news I was intaking.
You're going to sacrifice a little bit of accuracy, but you cannot beat the immediacy. Mm. And that was what everyone was wanting at the time.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, in the same way that, like, you have to be careful with, like, how insensitive you're being with it. Because, like, do you remember how, like, the coronavirus thing was what got Biola T in trouble in the beginning? And
yeah,
like,
I think... They were tying it to Asians, and that was the issue. But.
Yeah, it was, but, like, it's just crazy now that, like, this is what it had come to.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? 3 weeks ago, people were getting in trouble about the memes, and now school's done.
Literally, our last episode, that was, like, a couple days ago, I was like, this is never gonna happen. No way.
Yeah, and today you texted me way before this email came out, and you're like, should we do another coronavirus episode? And I'm like... Yes, but I think we need to wait till after missions conference, because I think a lot of stuff's still gonna happen.
Mm-mm.
Well,
I knew
it happened.
They weren't gonna do missions conference. No way.
Yeah.
I texted someone today. I was like, no cap, April 1st, I will be in my own bed, chilling, doing homework. I will not be here. And wow, it is the 12th. I overestimated.
Yeah. Yeah, and so here's the thing, like, oh, it's starting to hit me. Like,
I know, it's we came straight here after the email. We were in the car back from Cane's, and now we're like, oh, wow.
Like, I'm just trying to think through the reality of this, of, like,
how are we going to take tests?
And our summers are already, like, 4 months long.
Oh, my God.
And now we're going back home in March. We're not going to be back till September.
I'm going to have, like, a corporate internship for now, like, months.
Yeah, my internship's not going to be able to start until May. And so, I mean, I'll just be doing school and hanging out at the house, I guess. I'll probably go to the farm. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the one advantage of, like, I don't know.
Like, I'm really excited right now, but I'm afraid that, like, mid-April, I'm going to be like,
I'm going to want to die.
Where are my friends? Why am I taking school on my laptop? What's happening?
I mean, hopefully, fingers crossed, plane tickets remain cheap and, like,
yeah.
We can hang out.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Like, yeah. Now I'm like, oh, no. I have literally, like, 3 friends back home, and they're all still in college. So, I'm in trouble.
Well, you're always welcome back in Texas. Everyone can come to the farm. We can set up a new Biola.
It's true.
And we'll just all take our online classes together.
Oh, yeah, I did have my online Tori class, if we have any
yes,
Tori people in class.
How did that go?
It was fun.
It's the new normal now, so tell us what to expect.
I did see a TikTok at a different time than when I was in my online
press
class.
Press X to doubt.
Of someone figuring out how to, like, edit themselves into a green screen on Zoom so it looked like they were there, but then they just left.
Fortunately, we're using Google Hangouts. So.
Yeah, but only for my Tori one. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know. I've been seeing TikToks of people, like, in the chat for their online class being like, can I go to the bathroom?
I did get up and leave at, like, multiple points. Like, my roommate came and, like, poked her head into the camera. Oh, I have an idea.
Yep.
Someone out there needs to start an anonymous Instagram account, and it's going to be like the Chapel Hacks Instagram account, and they're going to post the answers
to all the chapel questions.
For all the chapel questions, because, like, homegirl does not want...
Yeah, just post them on the story. Keep us updated. Please. So we don't have to actually watch it. That sounds horrible.
Like, I'm just saying, like... I'm not condoning this idea, but I did come up with it, so, like, take that as you will.
Yeah,
but, like,
or even just a group chat, honestly.
Oh, a Biola-wide group chat that's just on the chapel.
How y'all doing?
That's not, like, a terrible idea. Like, someone needs to workshop this, but...
There's about to be a lot of social isolation, which is the point. I mean, that's why they're doing this, because social distancing is what is going to beat this virus in the U.S. And I just saw an article in the Wall Street Journal today that was talking about China had to be very authoritarian in forcing everyone to do certain things, and they had a horrible outbreak. So, I mean, you could say it was justified, but Americans are being pretty proactive in what they're doing. The government has not forced colleges to do any of this.
Yeah.
The government has done very little, in fact, about telling people what to cancel.
Yeah.
And we've done it ourselves. So proud of us.
Only Tom Hanks has gotten coronavirus that I, like, celebrity-wise know of. So
yeah, I mean, a couple NBA players, but I didn't know who they were.
I didn't know that. I'm not a sports gal, but...
Yeah, no, there's a video of this NBA player who's, like, poo-pooing the coronavirus, and so as he's leaving his press conference, he touches all the mics in front of him. Like, hours later, he's confirmed to have coronavirus.
Oh, gosh. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
How this is going to affect the election. Like, literally, I don't want to be super insensitive, but, like, what if a bunch of old people die? And then, like, that's, like, a huge part of, like, who votes Republican. I'm not saying that's, like, a good or bad thing.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think that's going to happen, but...
Well, like, also, like, you don't want to be the president when this is happening.
What if Trump dies? That's apocalypse level. Like,
wow,
the markets are cratering already.
I know.
Like, the Fed promised to inject $1.5 trillion into the economy.
Trillion?
Trillion.
I read that as billion this morning.
Trillion dollars. And it didn't do anything. Like, the market still fell. And so, like, it's already horrible. Like, we don't know how long it's gonna last. But if you combine this with a president dying of a, what's it called?
Pandemonium.
No, pandemic.
Pandemic.
If a president died, and like all of a sudden Pence is like the markets
Sorry,
do not respond well to chaos.
No,
like
I don't respond well to chaos.
Oh my goodness.
I.
We just don't know where we are in the story. We could be on the verge of eradication, or this could be the beginning of the end, and we just don't know. I don't think it's either of those things. I think we're somewhere
Stop,
in the middle.
Stop, you're spreading mass panic, and by mass panic, I mean me. It's not. It's really not. Like, there's been a bunch of young people who've had it and don't know.
Yeah.
It's...
I mean, we'll it is It is a boomer virus. We don't know if it could mutate.
Please.
It hasn't yet.
For the love of God, stop.
Yeah, all right. That's all we're going to say about the fear and fear and trembling.
I'm just curious to see, like... I mean... I don't know. I think I said this to you. I don't think it was on mic at any point, but like how every generation kind of has like a thing that defines them.
No. Yeah. I said that, right? I think it was on mic, and this could be it. And actually, my mom told me that my sister said that today, and I'm pretty sure that you did say that on the podcast, that every generation has a defining moment.
Yeah.
And this is shaping up to be ours.
I said that in like one of the earlier episodes, if I did say it. Wow.
Someone tell us which episode that was, because I don't remember.
It's going to be no one, but that's okay. My mom will probably remember.
It was probably in video games, our least listened to episode.
Yeah, the one we were just like, put it on there. Who cares? Oh, man. Well,
so all the friends that you thought you were going to be spending the next 2-3 months with, you might be saying goodbye to them in the next couple days.
I know. Like, I, as much as, like, I joke about how happy I am, like, my life is here.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, like, summer is kind of the thing that's, like, until I get back to Biola at this point. And it's, like, such a weird moment of, like, coming into adulthood is like college, and like all the people who are now not able to like graduate, you know, and walk the stage and things like that. Like, those are such defining moments in our lives, and we're just getting like sent home, and I'm like really bummed.
Yeah, we've really gone through the full range of emotions, right?
Yeah, I know, really. Like, every human emotion has been experienced in this one podcast episode.
I mean, I think in the end, it is going to suck, but it's going to be better than being here in a lot of ways, because like we were talking about on the way over here, the environment these past couple of days has not been conducive to any sort of learning. It's been such high stress. Like, I walked out of a class because I just kept refreshing. I wasn't able to focus. I was like, well, what's happening? The uncertainty was the worst part. And so I think having that done with, there are certainly going to be bad parts of this, but I think it's going to be for the best.
I'm just saying, like, I'm getting now like meta, like in the era of like fake news, like mass hysteria and things like this, like I don't know what to believe. Like, I was really only calmed down when my friend was like, oh yeah, I had coronavirus 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, just, and she was like casual about it, and I was like, in my head,
and
like,
we're still not totally sure that she had it, but
she, I'm fairly certain she did.
She had flu symptoms
and tested negative for the flu.
Yeah.
And like, it's going around her college, so I think, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying that like, it's serious, and like, people do die from it, but like,
but Zoomers, all you Zoomers out there,
all you Zoomers,
you're safe.
I'm gonna tell you something, because it's the end of the year now. I'm not really sure what a Zoomer is. You sounded so excited when you were like, we should call the podcast Okay Zoomer, and I just said yes. I didn't really understand it.
Well, I mean,
I knew it was a pun on Okay Boomer, but I was like, is it because we're Gen Z?
Yes, that's it. That's all it is.
Okay, but is it because we act like old people? Like,
we don't talk about the name.
Okay. I really just
doesn't
said
have
yes.
To make sense.
You were so excited. I didn't want to.
Also, I'm going to take this as an excuse to leave up our posters forever.
oh, I want to take home some.
Well, I have some extras in my dorm.
Okay, cool. But some people have asked for them. We will still give them to you.
I can give them to. But in terms of like, I'm not going to, we're just going to see how long they stay up.
Yeah, so maybe we'll record another couple episodes because we have some time.
And
but
you know what? Maybe when you're back in your home state and I'm back in my home state, we can record one over Skype or Google Hangouts.
I don't know.
We should do one, like an update of a month in. Yeah. What is the coronavirus doing to those out of state?
That's just, it's crazy. If this is our last episode for a while, I don't even know what to say. I'm really thankful.
It's been a good run.
I mean, we'll be back in September, but like,
it was what started off as privacy for those who have nothing to hide, an unnamed show for three episodes.
I can't believe anybody listens, and that just like people care even a little bit means the absolute world to me. And like the fact that I get to do this with like my best friend and get to joke about Biola things, and really like thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's messaged the show telling us how much you like the episodes. We love getting those. We're like, oh,
we're like, we have fans. Wow. I'd like to thank anyone out there who doesn't know our identities.
Yeah,
you're what keeps us young.
If you haven't figured it out, you're either a freshman or you don't go to bio.
You know what, if you really care, just DM, I guess.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe we'll come back again for an episode. But if this is it,
okay,
you wanna
Zoomer
play us out?
Signing out for the foreseeable future.
All right. Wow. What a moment that you're really dragging out because you didn't cue up the song. If we were gonna end it, this is how we gotta end it. You're really just not playing.
This is perfect. I didn't expect it to end any other way.
I know, I'm like crying a little bit. I'm just, there's so many emotions I've had today. There it is. All right, we love you guys.